أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at سورة التوبة or سورة البراءة, we're today going to look at Ayah 51. So this is 951. And here Allah says, قل, tell them, O Muhammad, لن يصيبنا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will afflict us except that which Allah has ordained for us. I repeat again. لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا. Now, يُسِيبَنَا comes from musiba, or musiba comes from يُسِيبَنَا. But musiba is a difficulty, is a test that targets you exactly where it hurts. Something like your Achilles heel. It actually gets you where you know it's going to hurt. So Allah says, He will not target you with a difficulty except what He has ordained. Huwa Mawlana. He's the one you incline towards. He's your protector. Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun. And on Him should those who are believers rely on, have tawakkal, have trust in. So in other words, by extension, He's saying that even a calamity is in our favor. Remember, He says, بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ, in His hands is all goodness. So if there is a calamity, now remember there's a difference. A calamity, a test, a difficulty is not the same as a consequence of my actions. If I were not to brush my teeth and my teeth will hurt, that is not a calamity. It's a consequence of my actions. If I were to smoke and my lungs get a bit damaged, it's because of my smoking. That's different. This is something that just came from nowhere, a difficulty, a calamity. And He's saying that is also in your favor. And whenever I read this ayah and ingrain it in your hearts, 951, I think of Sayyidah Zainab. You know when Sayyidah Zainab is asked in the court of Yazid, so she's gone through so much difficulty on the day of Ashura. She's seeing everybody being slaughtered. She's seen so much, she's taken prisoner. And yet when she's asked, how did you find this event? She says, مَا رَعَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا. I saw nothing but beauty. So every time you think, 951, think, even a calamity, and it's a targeted calamity, is in your favor. Trust in Allah. Do your best. Hand it over to Him. Inshallah, all will be well. And see the beauty in it, just like she did when she said, مَا رَعَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to see the silver lining in the grey clouds. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.